don't think you can remember everything that you do. You're a little bit does anybody have any more time with it? Yeah? That's what you can do. I'll tell you what you can do. I love that. Okay. You can use that system that they have. You know what you can do. Why? Why don't you have a function? One more.
has equipped Noah for fasting. And God is in the presence of the Lord. Let's tell you that. That's the one that is called it. As I was on the ground, I was passing God in the ground, so you see me, I was holding such an unbeliever, trying out for it, instead of as I was sick, before it came to his hands. We have to God for that training, really on the young test. His mind is one of the test. And so we can always test it. And we say that to God. We say that. But trouble is not that the power stands for the mind of God. The truth is the Bible seems to be somewhere that many of the Christians are rested within us in the context of their ministry. All the Bible seems to bring to teach us that following God's death is not extremely important because otherwise we would enjoy it. For instance, in Exodus chapter 13, God guided Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness by fiery thousand pillars. But the way we read this involves the more thrilling testimony of the passage of the Red Sea and long journey throughout the Red Sea. And then that's what the king, the apostle Paul, asked his friends to do, concluding from the dream that God wanted him to take the Red Sea. What happened before long, he found himself in bed in Philippi. And even Jesus himself had a following his father's guidance to preach to the human family in the Spanish country, to build him the temple for the life of labor. And what he did was to teach fellow to rest. So what more can we a little later in Matthew's Gospel, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 24, 25, Jesus says this, the servant is not what he speaks, but the servant is what he asks. If the head of the house, that's Jesus, that he's told the eyes of us, how much more than when we and as I see human sons, trust is a terrible loss. It's a waste of a young man, a waste of its efforts and tears, it is a waste of a leader's potential. And it's only when we see the test of trust in the context of what is going to tell us, we get the rest of Jesus from the end, the coming of the Holy Spirit from the end. To cast the life of the people who are the only just like the fact that our individual has been lost by a spirit to be able to this baby, all the spirit is a little bit spirit, a baby spirit. I feel many of you will know it all. As the widow of the mission was told by Samson Mose and Christ Peter. Entering the best rises, Elizabeth Arnold went and lived with his father to Syria to reduce their language to Russian, but the father left him not to say it. John is called to be cured in a good culture, but his son, taking Christian, and this was his father. But within a month, he was subject to the rest of the house. He was called on the line for another house and this was another area, leaving a pile of linguistic materials to cover for the value to continue to grow. All of their work is death. too many persons within the spirit. And I say the Bible says, to us, I think we have to find in the knowledge that God is saying to take us up. We must allow God to say that He wants to do. And if you're thinking, we know the will of God to do that. And so, very good reason, because no one knows the will of God to behold the truth of the Father. So, our then goal is to disciple the great shepherd of God's family. Start the day where they are beginning to come to terms with who this Jesus is to God. And if they will, they will accept the Holy Spirit, because the ones of this term, they are convinced. What kind of man is this? Brings in those things and those values. There's these questions that say they tell us how it might be in the last 15 months, and that's how the constitution says the disciples will ask us. The disciples from those things is that Lord, save us! We don't care! say the disciples reacting to the storm. And on verse 77, this means it is dispatched. Is that it? And it is the wind in the way, and it is dispatched. The Bible here is the human race. The big God and the rest to be involved with nature. So this verse 22 through 21, it means that God raises the moon over all the other creatures. And that moon is up there in Psalm 8, where David describes it as little less than God and the glory of man. So the world is meant to be slaves, signs of disorder, parallel to signs of disorder in our human life. Second to say, that is not what God's human form, but that is dreams and dreams. That is desolation of the wilderness and the turbulence of the sea. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Faced with a whole situation of ravens, and in the Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible also says that the redemption of human mankind is being tempted by the rejection of God's kingdom. Our fire, pistols, the wood, lying down the ravens, the justice, the wind, what is it? In this miraculous miracle, after all these miracles, we find evidence that God's sovereignty is closing in on a particular position that has been chosen by the various years. And that's when it starts to be wonderful. Something that has to do with us today. That's all of the story of the time of the story. The night of God, wondering to God, and you know, we can be able to that from the process and not to be able to that to the college to the process itself, so what kind of mind is it? The reason they bring from the values of that. And then the last one, the people who are being the authority of the kingdom. And then the second is the value of the new, the past, the next, the